The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. It's a party. It's a party today, right here at ESPN 97.5. We got our listener appreciation party. If you haven't been invited, there's nothing I can do about that by now. We gave away like 900 spots every day. If your name is Sergio, okay, every day, every day we were giving away spots to Sergio.
Oh, that's the name.
We'll have like 40 Sergios there tonight. All right, stop already. Can we please have a John there or a David? What about DJ Lockdown? He wasn't even invited.
What?
Yeah.
What about Jackie?
I hope not. I mean, are girls allowed to come?
Hopefully we had. How do we not have like the ones who have been listening and participating the most?
I don't.
That's up to you guys.
That's up to you as producer. How about you do something as a producer?
I don't produce for the entire station.
Did they have DJ? Is any of the name game stuff?
Yeah, what about DJ?
The name game is different. That doesn't get you into the party. That wins you a $50 gift certificate for someplace.
I don't even know. I thought that was the party.
You guys could put people on the list if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, we were doing random.
Yeah, did you put anybody on the list?
Yeah, about six people.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I forgot.
Yeah, so DJ Lockdown is John's fault.
Typically, it's people who
came his last name. I just can't put David.
Well, I put people
I can't put David down, and then, every David shows up, like the name
people
game.
People who I knew who listened to the show who came to me and said, hey, can you get me? And I said,
no one sent that to me.
Yeah, but I didn't get that from DJ Lockdown or anyone else.
Yeah,
DJ Lockdown. I thought John had already put him on.
I thought you did.
So. He didn't open his mouth until the day before.
Right. He goes, hey, how am I? I've been listening since 97. Yeah, well, we haven't been here. It's a lie. We've been here since 97.
Closed mouths don't get fed, buddy.
Yeah, right. So open your mouth, DJ Lockdown.
What?
Like you ever have a problem opening your mouth. Okay, so
it's Twitter fingers.
So this Urban Meyer thing, you think that...
Okay, one, you got to say what this Urban Meyer thing
is. Well, does everybody not know by now?
No, they might not.
Oh. Well, Urban Meyer, in 2009, first of all, when it was assistant coach. And Dell's been talking about this now for weeks. Didn't you write a Sports Map article about this?
I wrote a couple weeks ago when it first broke, and I said if Urban Meyer lied to the press about what he knew and when he knew it, he's going to be in a little trouble. And Brett Murphy was like, he pretty much called his Brett McMurphy story BS when it came out. He goes, I don't know. Yeah, who creates that story? When he was referring to 2015, Brett Murphy was like, okay. Let me go back. And he went back and got with Courtney Smith, the ex-wife of Zach Smith. And now the guy who has to post his reports on Facebook might get Urban Meyer fired.
Yeah. So tell the story. Dell, you wrote a Sports Map article about it.
Well, it's all Brett Murphy. I just kind of added my thoughts.
Right.
In 2009, Zach Smith was cited for domestic violence.
He was a wide receiver coach at Florida.
He was
at that
a
time,
GA
right?
at the time.
At Florida?
Yeah. Where Urban Meyer was, actually the end of Urban Meyer. Right in the middle, almost the end of Urban Meyer's tenure, right. He was a GA at the time.
When he had that heart attack.
And
quote-unquote.
The backstory, part of it is that Zach Smith is like almost Ohio State royalty. He's the grandson of Earl Bruce, one of Urban Meyer's mentors, so that's their connection. And when the first incident occurred, Urban Meyer and his wife Shelley stepped in, at least according to them, they recommended counseling. They talked to the couple, Courtney and Zach Smith, and I guess they thought things were okay. Apparently, Urban Meyer sent one of his confidants over to Courtney and said, hey, let's not press charges here. He was drunk at the time. He'll never do it again. If you guys are going to – you won't be able to earn any money if he gets fired. So you're a young couple. How's it going to go? So all that was part of it, all the, hey, keep it quiet.
Yeah,
things will work
he was
out.
Drinking. It happened one time. We're going to work with him. He's going to get better. And she goes, okay. And she bought in and said, okay, yeah, you're right. I don't want him to lose his job and never be able to work again. He was early 20s.
Yeah. Now, this has continued. Now, we know about the 2015 incident, but apparently other reports have said this has gone on continuously, as you might imagine.
It got really bad in 2012 when his grandmother passed away. They had a child. It's been physical and verbal abuse. She told, and here's where it really gets bad. She texted, and there's a text exchange Brett McMurphy has. She texted Urban Meyer's wife and other wives and said, this is going on. This is going on. And Urban Meyer's wife, there is, I need to pull up the text exchange on this one. But Urban Meyer's wife basically says, what the hell? You got to get out of there. You know, I'm going to talk to Urban about this. Your husband scares me. She even said that, you know, your husband scares me. I'll get the exact text between them. But he's got texts. Like, you have to believe that Urban Meyer's wife, to believe Urban Meyer that this is just all a made-up story. And you know what? This is why no one believes anything. When you get busted, the first thing you say is, that's not true. That's a lie. That's fake news. No, you got caught, Urban. You got caught. You knew that one of your assistants had this going on because your wife told you that it was going on, and you didn't either. And when I say address it, you didn't address it. He didn't fire this guy until he knew he was going to get busted by Brett McMurphy. Brett McMurphy, he got released, what, a week and a half ago. I was out of town when this happened. And when it happened, like, wow, what happened? This guy was involved in a domestic dispute. Oh, yeah. Well, that just means that Brett McMurphy said, hey, Urban, do you have any comments on this? Because this is how it works. Writer, when he finished writing the story, you let the people, do you have any comments on this story? You go to Ohio State, you go to Urban Meyer. And so it was already, they knew what was coming. That's why they fired this guy. They fired Zach Smith because they knew this article was going to be released. It was in the editing processes. You're giving the other side a chance to comment. The only reason they fired him is because they knew this story was coming down and they had to get rid of him. They didn't get rid of him any other time. So Urban Meyer, we're in 2018. This happened in 2009. Again in 2012 and other times after that. In 2015, I want to say, was a text exchange between Zach Smith's wife and Urban Meyer's wife.
Right.
I mean, if you knew you didn't do anything and then lied about it.
Well, and the question is this. And Urban Meyer is saying, well, I didn't know about it. His wife continually said more than once, I'm going to tell Urban about it. Courtney Smith told her, yeah, go ahead, because they got the text messages between the two of them. Other coaches knew about it as well. Is it Urban Meyer's responsibility? And obviously,
says it is.
Pardon me?
The Title IX says.
Title IX does say it is, that he has to report it. He doesn't have to police it. He has to report it. He has to report it to the proper authorities at the university that one of his assistant coaches is being abusive. It is part of his job. So now, and the cover-up is always worse than the crime, am I right?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, in this case, the crime's pretty bad. Crime's but for pretty Meyer, bad, but, yes, the cover-up is
but,
worse.
But it's unbelievable in this society that if you try to cover anything up, you're just as culpable as, and rightfully so. He's the man with authority. He's the one that could have stopped this abuse. He's the one that could have helped Courtney Smith, and he did nothing about it. So the question is now, I'm going to tell you this. Ohio State is the president of the university is getting bombarded right now. Bombarded by Ohio State fans who say, shut the bleep up. Get Urban Meyer back. We want our coach. We don't give a rat's ass about this. I guarantee you, because you know Ohio State fan. I know Ohio State fan. Ohio State fan cares about football. It doesn't care about life or limb, doesn't care about anyone's feelings, really doesn't care about, they like to throw full beers at people. It's what you do at Ohio State. If you are an opposing team, you don't really deserve to live on Ohio State's campus. And I know that right now, that university president is getting lit up. This is a tough situation. You have a great coach. But you also have a guy who could have, and it's so stupid. I mean, I guess, you know, Zach Smith must be he's got to be a good recruiter because he's his recruiting coordinator, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you saw, I don't know, you guys have seen Courtney Smith, right? And you've seen Zach Smith. He's a great recruiter because, which was the coach that said, I got to have all my assistant coaches better have hot wives because then I know they can go get recruits.
Was it James Franklin who said
it? I got to see the assistant coaches' wife before I hire him because then I know he can recruit.
You know, but here's the thing. You are basically dealing with, you're in charge of a bully and you have a chance to step in and stop the bully. and you don't stop the bully. You let the bully keep going, or you just turn the blind eye to the bully. And for Ohio State fans, well, here's what's going to happen. Not all, but some Ohio State fans are going to go, because this is the way college, and this is college sports. It's pro sports too. We have plenty of people who are, you know, honestly, before we just blow up college Ohio State fans, who are some of the meanest on the planet, by the way, before we just blow them up, the fact is that sports in general, life in general, we talked about it, it doesn't matter. Just like we talked about with Chris Brown, as soon as Rihanna said, "I deserve to get beat up," or whatever she said, "I just got beat up
bad. It ain't none of your business."
There's pictures, but it's not your, yeah, but it's not your business, and let's do a collaboration together. That gave Chris Brown's fans all they needed to say, "She said it's none of your business, so shut up. We're riding with Team Breezy." Like, but you know, I beat that woman up, right? Well, we don't know the whole story there. It becomes that. Ohio State fans who really, really want Urban to stay, you know what they're going to do? They're going to look for any plausible deniability they can find at all. Like, we don't, I can already see it. I'm already poking holes. Hey, we don't know if his wife, my wife has kept secrets from me for years. We don't know if his wife ever actually went and said anything to him. Because now the wife might come and say, "I never told Urban anything."
Well, she's going to, he's, it, if.
Which we know is a lie.
Well, and
you're
right.
You're lying if you say that.
Now the question is, and we've seen this before, does Urban throw his wife under the bus? She said she was going to tell Urban in the texts to Courtney Smith. And if Urban wants to keep his job, she's going to have to say, "I never told him." And Urban's going to have to say, "Oh, she never told me."
Do you remember when Roger, so now, Roger now Clemens go, threw his wife? Like, that was her
that's
shots.
What, that's what I was referring to.
Okay.
So I didn't want to say
I didn't know
that. But
you
thanks,
were
Lance,
go.
But I didn't.
76ers GM also like, not my burner account.
Yeah, right.
We don't know if it actually
well,
was
actually,
or not.
That probably
might have been true.
We didn't know whether, and I'm still not sure whether or not Brian Colangelo's wife told him. We're still not sure of that. But yeah, that whole Clemens thing. So now he's going to have to say, "She never told me," and she's going to have to say, "I never." Now the media is going to go, "Oh, really, Mrs. Meyer? Why wouldn't you help your friend by
telling?" She can't say that, because
right.
Then that's going to put her like, wow, you knew directly of a woman who came to you in need of help, and you wouldn't tell
you
your
did
husband.
Nothing.
You're even worse than Urban Meyer. There's no way she's going to cop to that.
Urban, I don't know. You want wait a minute. Her. Do you want that job? Do you want that $8 million a year?
Here's the thing.
Do you want
you're
the $8 million a year, or do you want to be
you're
Cruella Deville?
You're going to come off as disgraced, and Urban's going to lose his job, too. It's going to be a lose-lose.
Not if you say
He'll
I didn't tell him.
He'll be on TV soon enough.
Not if you say I never told him.
You don't want to do that.
No.
You want to tell the truth.
Well, do you want the $8 million a year or not?
There's other money. You know what? You got enough money. If you're, if the $8 million, if that blood money is worth you, you know, trying to trick and lie and just create, and frankly,
well,
none of us are going to believe it. It's just to try to open up plausible deniability is all you're trying to do. This isn't going to be a court of law decision. This is going to be a court of public opinion decision.
Right. Well,
you don't want to be that person on that side of that issue.
Well, but now Urban is, because he's lied already. Now you're saying, well, either she's a liar, or a despicable person, or Urban's a despicable person. And Urban's the money winner. How? Wait, okay, so now Urban gets fired. Let's say Urban gets fired. Urban admits it.
All right.
Where does he work next?
Any school.
Really?
Most
because,
any school.
Because now he is a Title IX rule breaker, right?
You think the NCAA wouldn't let him?
Because
I know that there's tons of schools that would hire him.
Yeah, there is a, what the hell is it called when a coach is under
show cause?
What is it? Yeah, show cause. There's a show cause deal going on here now.
Okay.
Which, what is it? There's a 5-year window.
If you hire a coach within it's usually a 5-year show cause.
5-year period.
You have to show why you're doing it, as opposed to somebody else when he has this stink all over him.
Well,
he wins a lot of games.
To win football games. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious.
Everything else, win.
That's going to be the best
that thing
you
is
going to
be
up
on. About every segment, that thing. All right.
But you know what? But that's the reality here is that you get, and you know, Urban has this reputation. He gives us, you know, we do things the right way, and this is the way, and this is, and Tom Herman came from under Urban Meyer, and Urban spawned a lot of different coaches. But he's not going to be able to get away from this. This is going to get Urban. I'm telling you right now. To take, and it's not even about the Me Too movement. This is about a guy who had information clearly who never did anything. If you're going to tell me that all these other assistant coaches' wives knew about it and nobody at Ohio State did anything, if she went to not just Urban Meyer's wife, but talked to other assistant coaches, and no one ever told Urban, and Urban never did anything about it?
It's too unbelievable. It's too unbelievable.
Way too unbelievable.
Too unbelievable.
Way too unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's not... I don't know what's going to happen. He might never coach again at Ohio State.
DJ Lockdown says if Art Briles can get a new job, I'm sure Urban can't. But Art Briles hasn't got a new job.
Nope.
Art Briles will never work again.
Art Briles can't even get a job.
Art Briles is a little different than this, I think. It's a little different than this. But
yeah, it's even worse.
Yeah, it's more. Art is more. Kendall Briles got a job now.
Now, Kendall did, and there was a lot of heat at U of H about
that. There's still a lot of heat at U of H about it. And if it's hot out there for you, you need a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Not that kind of heat. I'm talking about hot heat. I'm talking about 95 degrees. I'm talking about a cold. Do you think that I had any Coors Lights this weekend playing golf?
Preach on, brother.
You're damn right you're preaching on, brother. What we got to have right now, well, it's a little early. I mean, I'm sure it's later somewhere in Europe or something, where people can throw down. You know what's the problem with living in Europe is? No Coors Light. I don't have Coors Light. Somebody said that there's some kind of a Coors Light shortage because so many people are drinking Coors Light that there could be some kind of a Coors Light shortage. I say to you, shut your filthy mouth, because there will always be Coors Lights out there for everybody. I promise you, if you want a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, it'll be there for you. So all you got to do, head for the mountains, the Blue Mountains. That's right. You'll know when they're cold because those mountains will be blue. Get on over there. Jump on that train, that Coors Light train, baby. Climb on, brother.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
2015, I got a text late last night that something happened in 2015, and there was nothing. Unless, once again, there's nothing. You know, once again, I don't know who creates a story like that.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. How about Phil and Tiger? We're buried the lead here. Phil and Tiger are going to face off 18-hole winner take all. I think that's what they originally said. It was going to be a winner take all from Las Vegas on Thanksgiving weekend. You know what you can forget about? Everything else Thanksgiving weekend.
No.
Like football's going to be important when Phil and Tiger are going at it.
Watch Manny Pacquiao take on who is a super old boxer right now. Like, what is Vargas' name?
Fernando Vargas?
Yeah, Fernando Vargas takes on Manny Pacquiao. They're a few weight classes away, but that's fine. Don't miss Roger Clemens in a one-on-one showdown against Mark McGwire as these two titans of baseball. Michael Jordan one-on-one taking on Dominique Wilkins. Don't miss it. These guys are way past their prime. We're supposed to care? Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy. Loser loses his girlfriend to the other for a night.
Ooh.
That's not real? That's not real?
It had to be Ricky Fowler against Dustin Johnson.
That's fine, too.
What?
Zach Johnson, Dustin Johnson.
No, not Zach. Dustin's girlfriend, Paulina Gretzky.
Oh, I thought that was Zach. No. Oh, that's Dustin. That's right. Is Zach not?
And Ricky Fowler's?
Yeah.
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 No, that's good, too.
No, she's an Instagram model, Ricky's.
Shocking.
Let's go look her up. That's
no, it. I'm sure she looks fine.
Allison Stokey.
Allison Stokey.
Wait, she's not an Instagram model per se. Well,
she
did get famous off of that pole vaulting picture.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I've been on the Allison Stokey. That's right. I've seen that he's gone out
Allison
with her.
Allison Stokey and Paulina Gretzky.
And I tracked her movements along the way. Oh, 100% Allison Stokey.
Winner takes all for a night.
I mean, I'm watching that. You see what I'm saying? Like, Tiger versus Phil. Like, I don't care about have Tiger prima versus nocta.
Oh, really? When Tiger wins this week, you'll care about it?
Is it more watchable
for
you?
Of course
it
is.
Okay.
If the guy
I like golf just fine. For the record, that's Dell who...
I didn't say that. But you guys brought it up.
But if you knew the guy who loses his girlfriend or wife...
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Paulina... They're not married, are they?
No, they're going to be. They have a child.
It's just best that they just keep it unofficial.
They have a child, but...
I mean, then that thing is major ratings. Major ratings.
That would be sweet.
It'd be the highest rated show of all time.
That'd be totally sweet. By the way, okay, everybody, Tom Herman was gone from Ohio State in 15. So was Mike Vrabel. Okay, so they weren't there.
There's no way you could prove that.
Everybody's
all the
trying to
coaches.
Put this on everybody. Oh, did he know? Oh, well, did Earl Bruce know? Earl Bruce was gone.
First of all, the assistant coaches are not going to be in the position to do anything anyway. That's Urban Meyer's job. But you can speculate whether
any
or not...
coach is supposed to report it. Every coach is supposed to report it.
I guess the reporting, not the firing.
Supposed to report it.
But
they all could be in trouble if you want to know the truth.
Actually, absolutely. And here's what's going to happen, potentially. This is where Tom Herman and Vrabel and everyone else has to be concerned. There's an issue that started in 2012. There's an issue where, in this article, that 2012 was an issue. Go find out where guys were in 2012. Now, I don't know if there are text exchanges, but in 2012, she said, was a particularly bad year.
Yeah, but that's right. The text exchanges came in 2015 for sure. 2009, it was reported already. 2015 is when we've got texts. I don't know that we have any texts from 2012.
Well, Brett McMurphy, let it be known, he's got more. I don't know if Courtney Smith.
Then Tom Herman.
That's why I don't know if Courtney Smith kept all of them, but he said, I've got more texts. Hey, I only gave you a little bit.
UT fans, if you don't like Tom Herman, there's a possibility.
I don't know what it'll be. Who knows?
UT fans Texas don't like anybody.
I don't know. I don't know. But right? Brett McMurphy has said he's got more.
Yeah. They wanted Mac gone. Well, Mac was. Yeah, I can see why at that time. At that point, what about our Houston Astros? What about the great Jake? Did you guys see Jake return?
Yesterday? It was beautiful. Kept his hair. He even said he had some really good at bats down in the minor leagues and was feeling good.
He said his hair felt good.
Yep, of course it did. Two home runs. Every single play. This is now 31 hits in the last two games for the Houston Astros. 15 followed by 16. They're just wrecking Seattle with a team full of hobbits and ragamuffins. Like, up to bat, Tyler White. And then it's...
That's the Brett Meyer song.
Well, but something like that with less Brett Myers. And then every song that's country can't be the Brett Meyer song.
Well, that actually is the tune to the song.
That feel like it. Yeah, it was my muse for that one. And Tyler White gets up to bat. I'm a good old boy, 5'10", playing first base, and I do it again. Home run. Like, what? Why is this guy an Astro? He didn't look. I've never seen him on an HEB commercial. Hi, it's Tyler White. I got an HEB all the time to get different rub from a brisket.
And some skull.
Yeah, I get rough from my brisket. I still get chewing tobacco, and I get all kinds. Look at this girl.
Uh-oh. She's gone. Wow. Nobody can take her flag.
Focus on the show.
Why do you
show.
Think that's a girl?
Right. How about Redick is starting to hit?
Dreads, that could be a boy.
But those dreads, it just look like a big head of hair.
Like those were dreads.
That was a boy? That was a girl.
South Florida. The Great Blaze is what they call it. Blaze the Great. 6-year-old already has a nickname. But anyway, this team is like, base hit Evan Gaddis. Like, sometimes I go to Home Depot, get a trash can, 70 gallons worth, put my trash in it, clean up, and do it all the time. Yeah. Raking holes in mosquito stuff. Home Depot, yeah, they got enough. Bang, base hit. Bang, base hit. Up to bat, Max Stassi. Bam, Max Stassi, go the other way. Base hit, price. And then Jake gets up, who should be the king. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you not also see Redick with the... Redick can't pop some of this if he wants. Redick, too. This is White Boy Super Squad just carrying his team right now.
It's baseball.
Yeah, with the Astros. No, but the Astros are different.
No.
They're a very diverse team. I mean, Latin American diverse. Well, Tony Sipp, Tony Kemp.
Well, you keep forgetting about those two.
Tony. We need one more. We got Tony all over again.
What?
We're just at two, though.
We got Tony's.
Is baseball.
Well, wait a minute. It's baseball. It's all every team is white boy super squad.
No, but this team.
Right, Del?
This team.
Oh, it's golf. It's white boy super squad?
No, Tyler. What? No, the three best. Correa, Springer, Altuve. Now,
Bregman. That's
okay.
True. Now, this
Bregman,
team. J.D. Davis, yeah. Tyler White, yeah, Jake Mariznick, Max Stassi, like, Josh Reddick, Evan Gattis, Alex Bregman. This is white boy.
This is white boy super squad. Like, this is different.
Yeah.
And now that they all have beards, too.
The
it's
Astros
like,
have one of the best rotations in baseball. Is there a non-white guy in the starting rotation?
Nope.
Is that that's a unique thing for baseball to have a non-Latin
player. No, a non-Latin?
Yeah, in the starting rotation.
Right.
That's unique.
Well, and look at Will Harris, Chris Devensky. Does it get Brad Peacock? Does it get any?
Oh, Brad Peacock's a straight-up white guy.
White guy. Oh, Devensky?
White guys are making a comeback in baseball, Del.
They're making a comeback.
I'm going to tell you what. You better watch because white guys might take over the sport.
White guys are going to
win. I have been concerned about that, John.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. Latin players are like, I don't think so.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Look at the champs. The champs. So. All white guys. All right, let's go.
There's rumor that white guys are starting to gravitate towards baseball.
That's right. Better watch it, Del.
What am I watching?
Better watch it. Why don't you save people money, Lance? White people need to save money, too.
Better watch it, Del. Del's like, what do I need to watch? Okay. Hey, I want to tell you about something right now. And it's called, that something is called Bill Advisor. So I had Lanny on yesterday, and we were talking about how Bill Advisor has people right now manning the text station. So when you text, we're going to do the homeowner's insurance today. When you text money to 232323. That's three Jordans or three LeBrons, however you roll. Money to 232323. You'll just text money, and all of a sudden you'll get, and it comes back and it says, what is your home address? You type in your home address, complete with a zip code, just address and zip code. It'll take about, I can't remember how long it takes. I've done this personally myself. I think it takes like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then you get, and you get what the coverage is and what the cost is. And you can find out whether or not it beats what you have. Now, the main thing is you want the same coverage. You want to get the coverage or even better coverage. What I did is I had the same deductibles, but I ended up getting $100,000 more in coverage, and I still saved $700. I'd been covering my home at the same price that I bought it at, but my house has appreciated over time. But my coverage was still the exact same. I would have been screwed if something happened to my house over these last 5 or 6 years. So I got my coverage back up and still saved $700. So that's one of the reasons that I highly recommend you take a look at this homeowner's insurance from my friends over at Bill Advisor. You're going to find that homeowner's insurance, they have been crushing your company because you just stay at the same one time after time because they give you that nice generic holiday card, you know, in December. That's not a good enough reason to stay with your company. Go find the best price you can with great coverage with Bill Advisor. Go to BillAdvisor.com and text money to 2323. And when they're done with your home, they can get on your car as well.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is yours, you try to be the first caller and be the winner of today's prize, which happens to be a $50 gift certificate to Berry Hill Baja Grill. Enjoy 8 different Houston area locations featuring south of the border dishes that go way beyond standard Tex-Mex fare. It's an award-winning menu in which all items are house-made daily using the freshest ingredients, and we're giving away today, to be honest with you. I was trying to fake excitement, but I'm just going to be clear. We're giving away a $50 gift certificate right now to the first caller named Roger or Jose. Roger or Jose, be the first caller at 713-780-3776, and you win a $50 gift card to Berry Hill.
Who wants to bet? Who wins that one?
What do you mean?
Jose or Roger?
You bet yesterday and you were wrong, remember?
I'm going to take Jose today.
Jose's the big favorite. We know three Jose's who listen to the show.
Roger or Jose, 713-780-3776.
So, Urban's done. I'm reading more into the Brett McMurphy stuff. Here's a text exchange with Courtney Smith, the wife of Zach Smith, and Lindsay Volantini, who is the wife of Volantini, is a prominent, like the right-hand man for Urban Meyer. Courtney says, Zach's trying to make me look crazy because that's what Shelly is saying he's doing. Shelly meaning Shelly Meyer.
Right.
And Lindsay says, he, Urban, just said he, Zach, denied everything. So obviously, this was brought to his attention. Courtney, I hope Urban is smarter than that, Lindsay. Urban doesn't know what to think. Courtney, I don't really care, you know? Lindsay, yeah, don't worry about Herb. She called him Herb, URB. Here's where it gets worse. Larry James, a Columbus attorney selected by Ohio State in 2011 as its lead counsel to represent its student athletes in an NCAA investigation, said he was Zach Smith's attorney in 2015. In November of 15, James contacted Terry Thomas, then Courtney's attorney, seeking information. Thomas would not reveal specifics of the conversation. He called me and asked how bad it was, Thomas said, and I said, it's bad. I assume he wanted the information so he could report this back to his client. When contacted Wednesday morning, James said he did not forward any information to Ohio State because that would violate attorney-client privilege. In 2011, James was selected by Ohio State to represent his players in Tattoo Gate, tattoo memorabilia trade-off. During a 2015 call from James to Thomas, Courtney said that Zach's attorney asked Thomas if Zach would be a threat to the players, which I don't necessarily know what that means. Clearly, Urban knew there were concerns. If he says he didn't, now his whole thing has to be, I had no proof. And even then, how much follow-up did you do? Where's the steps? Where's the paperwork and the paper trail of you following up on this?
He's done. No, he's done. That's that one of the other assistant coaches and one of the coaches admitted that he was talking about this, and it's just...
Zach Smith was arrested for battery of a pregnant woman in 2009 at Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, the history is all there. He actually had a few... I think he's been arrested four different times. There's no chance. Urban's not getting through this.
No, probably not. Oh, well. Bye,
no,
Urban.
No, it's not. I mean,
I feel bad for Urban.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for anybody.
I feel bad for Urban and all his money and fame and, you know, and his titles and all that. And see ya. Oh well.
You know what? He could bring players in.
When he was at Florida, I know. Obviously, you have your bias against him because of Florida,
of course.
But there's always been a little stink about Urban, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, really, since Florida. I mean, Utah. We can all get into speculation, but people say he wasn't all that well liked in Utah. But really, the Florida stuff is where we start to realize Urban is about winning them titles. All the other stuff can get pushed aside as long as he's winning games. And that it really took hold in Florida. The Pouncey brothers. Was it Chris Rainey? Percy Harvin
that
nearly
team,
beat up a wide
Marcus
receiver
Thomas,
coach
that team
in practice.
Was straight.
Aaron Hernandez, yeah.
Well, yeah, that too.
That team was the most criminal team I've ever seen in the existence of college football.
And you could talk, his heart problems or whatever. He probably said, I got to get out of here. Holy crap, I'm going to get stabbed. I have got to get out. Look at the dudes that we brought in here.
Here's pictures of Zach. I guess there's pictures
Courtney.
Right there.
Oh, my God, she's bleeding. And,
and this is September 2014. Not even 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? This isn't going to bring this.
What
is
a
gonna
POS,
bring,
Zach Smith
this
is.
Isn't going to bring anybody else down. I don't think at other schools. It is going to put heat on him, though. I can guarantee you, anybody that was on his staff while Zach Smith was there are going to get questioned.
When is Texas?
You know
open,
what I'm saying?
Open up football practice. Is it today or tomorrow? I know it's soon.
Probably
in the next couple days. If not today, wow. I imagine Tom Herman will get asked a question about Zach Smith.
Yeah, he's going to. And you know what? Vrabel's going to get asked questions, and everybody.
Yeah, that's a terrible.
All right, so here's a fair question from somebody we know. Why is Urban done? He lied to the media, not the NCAA. What I meant was he's done at Ohio State.
Well, he didn't report this to the school. That's why he's done.
Ohio State is not going to. This looks like a cover.
No, he didn't. He didn't report it. The reason he's done is because he didn't report it to his school officials under Title IX rules.
There's language in his contract that says
he has to report it. That's why he's done. That's why he's done. Not because he didn't lie to. Who cares if he lies to the media?
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's just a bad look. But it's not. It doesn't get you fired. But if he didn't report it. Now, the question is, did everyone know?
Right, because the other coaches were supposed to report it, too.
And did the administration know? Because Urban's the highest-paid employee in the state, he got to tell everybody what they could and could not do?
Here's the problem for the assistant coaches, though. And if you're an administrator, or if you're going to blame them, you can't be the whistleblower. You know what happens? If the head coach doesn't want it done, if the head coach doesn't want it known, and the head coach does nothing about it, you go to whatever proper authority and you report that that coach is beating his wife, you'll never work again. It's the responsibility of the head coach.
But wasn't that the Penn State thing too? Like,
yeah, well, McQuarrie, didn't he feel like, I went and told Joe Pa, what did you guys want me to do? Yeah. And that dude can't find work.
Yep.
Even though he was the whistleblower, he told Joe Pa, he still is still outside looking.
He told Joe Pa, he's kept it inside. I guess the whistleblower would have to take the next step.
He has to take the next step. And you know what you do if you take the next step? You ain't working nowhere again. If you go, and what head coach is going to hire you after you go and blow the whistle on one of the other assistants?
Particularly in a sport like college football now, this is an extreme thing, but a lot of things get done to either keep players on the roster or bring them in that shouldn't. You need to trust the guys on your roster. They'll keep their mouths shut because we know it's a dirty business.
Oh, it's a dirty business.
So you don't want guys who like to talk or will talk.
No.
If they feel the need.
You have to be 100% loyal to your program and to your head coach. Otherwise, you ain't working again in this sport.
So there are pictures. There are pictures that she has taken, that she saved from abuse. Oh. And you see him. Now, this one, okay?
Yeah,
that picture, there's a cut. Yeah. Now, you don't see the cut.
That might be blood from somewhere else.
Could be. But here's what Timothy Omlar says. On his Facebook page, it's Urban Meyer in Ohio State celebrating a national championship. Here's what his comment was. Where's the medical and police reports? I'm just saying. Domestic abuse is something that should be taken very seriously. When people say that, it's usually followed by, but here's why we can't take this seriously. But we've seen in the past that people do make things up. I'm waiting to hear from the police reports before making judgment on this, and I don't think this falls on Urban. If anything, it falls on the police and the judicial system. Steve Kane, another commenter on Facebook.
Well, come on.
Steve Kane says, yep, that's fake blood. And if you ask me, she was caught cheating and realized her meal ticket was going to leave her, and she decided to bring these false stories against Zach. And I agree. Where are the police reports? So Ohio State fans got them
all. I told you Ohio State fan was...
When humans bleed, it's either arterial blood or venous blood. Arterial blood can be bright red, but will be spewing or uncontrollably using, requiring a lot of pressure to cut of circulation to allow clothing. Stitches are usually required. Venus. So basically they're saying no.
All right. 713-780-3776. Jeff, you'll be first up on the other side. We'll get you in right away.
She's making this up. 3776.
What they're not making up right now, I'm going to tell you this, is that you can get more money out of renting your home than you can from buying it. If you can hold on to your home, do it. Don't sell. Why not build up some wealth by someone else? And this is what they do. And this is how you build wealth. Everyone who builds an office building, you want people to rent out those offices and pay you off. And that pays for the building. That's how it works. That's how you build money. That's how you build wealth. So all these people who are building office buildings, that's what they do. Well, it's the same principle with your home. Let someone else pay off your mortgage while you just sit there and you still have that asset. That's the key to this. Don't sell now. Rent it up.
Renter's Warehouse has been doing this now for years, and I remember when they first came to me and said, hey, we'd like for you to speak for us. Richard Drake had listened to us for a long time, and I just thought, man, is rental property in Houston, is that ever going to work? I didn't realize it already was working. I was just ignorant to it. Maybe you are, too. Rental properties, it's a big deal in Houston. It's become a big deal, and now's your opportunity to take advantage of their knowledge of the market. They can get top dollar for you, and for one low monthly fee, they're your marketing agency, your landlord, your rent collector, your contractors. They do everything. Everything for one low monthly fee. Check out what your house will rent for. Go to renterswarehouse.com and fill out the information, and they'll send it to you, or you can give them a call today at 713-224-RENT. My brother pointed out, and we said the white boy super squad for the Houston Astros has taken over. He goes, yeah, the Latino on the lineup went yard twice yesterday. So, okay. Marwin did have two home runs.
I'm not sure about Marwin being Latino. Have you ever heard of a Marwin? No.
I've heard of a Gonzalez.
I know, but Marwin, are we believing all this?
So what do you think Marwin comes from?
I don't know.
And Gonzalez.
No one knows.
And your thoughts on Gonzalez?
Not sure. I'm really not sure. But I don't know. Maybe he's in hiding. Maybe he's in witness protection. I don't know. But Marwin, I just have never ever really been able to get a hold of that whole Marwin thing.
Just haven't figured it out yet?
No, I haven't figured that out.
Before we get to Jeff, here's our phone number, 713-780-3776. We will change up some topics. I do want to say college football fan. You were talking about Ohio State fans being
violent. They're no question the biggest a-holes.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of what is clearly a giant scrape across her arm, extremely red. I mean, this guy's been arrested multiple times. Like, yeah. I don't know if these guys know this. Tom... She's got a picture of it with her cell phone, and this guy, Tom Wogan, says, I call BS. Sounds like a journalist who no longer works for ESPN trying to make up a story to take down Urban. I mean, when is he just going to scream out fake news in here? He said, text messages can be faked. Well, there you go. Too bad crap like this has to take away from Urban, an honest guy just doing his job. I'm not making any of this up. What's sad is Urban is likely to lose his job, and McMurphy will get rich on this story. He's not going to get rich on the story. Number two, Brett Van Buren says, I think he's great-great-grandson of Martin Van Buren, or probably a few more greats. Hey, Brett, get a life. Hey, H-A-Y. Hey, Brett, get a life, dude. What's this have to do with Urban? Nothing, dumbass.
That is Ohio State fan. All right, Jeff's been
waiting. Tracy Shell says, oh, she waited for 3 years and is now selling her story and trying to get her husband fired. The police reports do not show any abuse. If she was abused and the police are called, they would have arrested him on the spot. Period. He's been arrested.
Leave our Urban alone. All right, let's get Jeff in here. He's been waiting a while. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. First thing, as morbid as it is, Jeff Luna's got to be pretty happy Urban Meyer is stealing the domestic violence headlines away from him.
Oh, man.
You know, kind of messed up, but true.
I know.
Then, secondly, I want to talk about the Astros, but secondly, when it comes to domestic violence, if she called the police and got the dude arrested, first off, he's an Ohio State football coach. He would be released that night or the next day, and the odds of her getting murdered or abused even more goes up exponentially. So people need to understand it's kind of like you're in your own little prison sometimes if you're being abused domestically, and there's legitimate reasons why they don't call the police because they're worried what will happen when he makes that $5,000 bond, you know. So people need to understand that. But the reason I'm calling is after the Ozuna trade was made, and if Luna would have made this in the beginning of the trade season, it would have been handled a lot better, in my opinion, and perception. But since he made it at the end, are the Astros kind of looking at themselves and said, man, we're so bad, Luna had to make this trade? And did that light a fire under them? Because I haven't seen these scrubs play this well in a long time all season. And now all of a sudden Marwin's hitting well. The Astros are scoring really well. You know, do you think that Ozuna trade kind of galvanized the locker room and said, hey, we got to play better if this is what Luno thinks of us, and they had to do that trade? I'll let y'all talk.
I don't know that that's it so much as they're starting to see and hit the ball. I mean, look at the lineup that you no Correa, no Springer, no Altuve, and these guys are all just stepping up. I don't know about that. I know that Justin Verlander was a big emotional high lift for this team last year. I know that they were depressed when they didn't do anything. Dallas Keuchel told us that. So did Josh Redding. I don't know if an Ozuna trade really does that. I don't know. Maybe some. Hey, I don't know that he thinks so badly of us. Here's the deal. Is last year they wanted bullpen help. Here's the deal. They needed bullpen help. Ken Giles was sent to the minor leagues. They needed some help at the back end of the bullpen. Rendon's been good. He's been really good. And he's a sure thing. My story this morning is on the bullpen in Sports Map. So when it comes out, Fred will be out with it pretty soon. My story is, you know, baseball-wise, what does this Ozuna trade mean? I mean, we've all had all of these thoughts about it, you know, morally, ethically, and all of these things. What about baseball-wise? What does this mean? And so baseball-wise, I think it's going to be a pretty big deal. Pretty big. Pretty
so Jeff Leno's like, more baseball talk.
Yeah, let's talk baseball.
Well, my article yesterday was just this could be just like Tyreek Hill. Because here's Tyreek Hill was a fifth-round pick. The media and fans found out about his background, punching a pregnant woman, choking her. That's what he was accused of. Here's what I heard. Tyreek Hill, they got into it, he and his girlfriend, about something on his cell phone. It shouldn't have been there. He left, went back, was told to go back, that he needed to handle it like a man and, you know, not run away from problems. He went back. She attacked him. He physically assaulted her by pushing down, holding down. Now, this is one side of the story I heard. I heard that it was not as salacious as the report was. Regardless, it was still physical. There's no question it was physical. He had a case. This came from two different teams. He had a case, a pretty decent case, that he could have beat those charges on him. He did not have money for it. He had a public defender, did not have money for that. Ohio State was not going all in trying, not Ohio State, but Oklahoma State, trying to say, oh, we're going to fund your, you know, let us help you, because, A, you can't. I mean, and then number two, he was worried about jail time, was worried about the expenses of it, and just said, if I don't have to do jail time, I'll take this agreement and plead guilty. And,
yeah, and none of that applies to Ozuna, though. I mean, what's the point?
What I'm saying is, let me get to that part. I'm putting that out there.
Right.
The Kansas City Chiefs did their work and said, we don't believe that this guy, in our homework, we do not believe that this guy is a bad person. Mm-hmm. We don't believe the stories that you just heard. There's more to it, and we've done our homework on that. They decided their homework, talent, and then time, expired time, where people tend to forget about their feelings initially, would pay off. They were right. His rookie season, he was all pro. First team. The fans, when they clinched the division against San Diego, were yelling, Tyreek, Tyreek, Tyreek in the stands. This is his rookie season, mm-hmm. after his rookie season. He scored 12 touchdowns, 13 touchdowns that year. A punt return, two kick returns. Two running touchdowns, seven receiving touchdowns, something like that. So the point is, this could be another Tyreek Hill situation for the Astros. If they've done their homework, if there's nothing else that comes out, if Ozuna pitches great, which, by the way, he had 10 blown saves, led the major leagues last year, but if he pitches really well for the Astros, it could get real quiet in Astro World, in Astro City, and now, the outside noise is never going to quiet down. You're still going to hear stories and stuff like that, and people will come after Astros fans on Twitter, and you had to win with a wife abuser, and you're going to hear that anyway. Or, so it could be another Tyreek, and they're hoping for another Tyreek Hill situation. Or, it could end up being a Greg Hardy thing, where the guy could either screw up himself or maybe not perform as well. Greg Hardy was just a card-carrying a-hole. Let's say Ozuna doesn't do well. Let's say he comes in after this time off and he's not effective and he doesn't get guys out and he struggles. Not only are they going to get killed for just the trade that it didn't work out, but you have a full-blown excuse, ready-made excuse, like, this is what you brought I hope this is worth it, Jeff Leno. I hope this is worth it. Because he had all the cachet. He had a bulletproof cloak laid across him for winning a World Series. And this pulled it off.
Yep.
Like, this pulls it off. And now, all of a sudden, let's say this move screws up. Here's what people now will say. Ooh, Carlos Gomez deal. Ken Giles deal. This deal right here. I mean, is Jeff, if Jeff Leno, and he did this, and he took a woman beater and a wife beater, is he even that good a general manager?
Brady Ake and Mark Appel.
Yeah, Brady Ake and Mark Appel.
J.D. Martinez.
Springer and Altuve weren't even his guys.
J.D. Martinez.
He had, J.D. Martinez gone. He had Verlander fall in his lap because the owner said, I want a deal done after the hurricane came. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All of that, all of this, like, Jeff Leno has really opened himself up. If this doesn't work out, a lot of that goodwill is going to get ripped. That most GMs would coast for a while on the goodwill. It'll get ripped away potentially.
Yeah, I think though I think the owner has a lot of faith in him. Seeing as how he just gave him a big extension. So
no. I'm not. I'm just saying the fans. Yeah. Like the fans kind of turn a little bit.
The fans might turn, but as long as those paychecks, keeps coming in. And speaking of Tyreek Hill, we got to take a break. On the other side, where do you think Tyreek Hill and the Kansas City Chiefs receiving core falls? Where do you think your Houston Texans receiving?
Are we counting tight ends?
We are counting tight ends.
Because that's a big deal in Kansas City.
It's a really big deal. And you know what else is a big deal?
Men's T Clinic, getting your testosterone levels right. Testosterone levels happen naturally. Your body produces testosterone. But when you approach or you're over the age of 40, that can diminish for some men. It happens. There's no real, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it in terms of the natural production. And it's okay. One out of every three men face this issue. I faced it. I had no idea. I just thought I was always fatigued and tired. And they ran a test and said, no, actually, your testosterone levels are low. And I said, but I don't, I thought that was just a libido thing. And like, no. It can be a number of things. It can be one or two different things. It can be several. And for me, it was just a general fatigue that I was having trouble getting past. And I thought it was just due to lack of sleep. That certainly doesn't help. But that didn't explain why I was still just crashed on weekends. Just didn't have the energy to go out and do things on the weekends either. And it's because I wasn't at my optimal level in terms of my overall drive. It can have an impact on your workplace, on your work, on your workouts, on your body type. Your lean muscle mass diminishes and becomes more belly fat, and you can't get rid of it even though you're doing the same workouts. It can have an impact on libido. It can have an impact on a lot of things. For more information about low testosterone, go to menstclinic.com and find out how they can treat you and help you. Testing is quick. They will get the results quickly, and you can get on your way back to being the real you at menstclinic.com.